Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 27th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg sources say Nintendo will begin assembly of a new updated Switch console as early as July, with a release scheduled for September or October. The new console will be sold concurrently with the Switch Lite, likely carrying a higher price tag than the existing $299 Switch. HBO Max will launch in 39 territories in Latin America and the Caribbean on June 29th, starting at $3 a month, with rates varying across the region. In Latin America, HBO Max will carry live sports, including every match of the UEFA Champions League soccer games, with Warner Brothers movies available on the service 35 days after their theatrical release. The mobility company Bird announced the Bird 3 scooter, offering a longer wheelbase, dual-sensor throttle, dual independent handbrakes, as well as an autonomous emergency braking system, initially rolling out to Tel Aviv, Berlin, and New York over the summer. These scooters don't offer swappable batteries, instead offering up to 1 kilowatt hour of capacity, about 150% more than the Bird 2 scooter, designed for a 14,000 to 20,000 mile lifespan. The mobility company Lime launched a $5.99 a month subscription service called Lime Prime. Subscribers either don't pay scooter unlocking fees or get a 25% discount off a ride fare in markets without unlock fees and can reserve a scooter for up to 30 minutes ahead of time rather than the typical 10 minutes. NVIDIA announced it earned $3.03 per share in Q1 on revenue of $5.66 billion, up 84% of the year, beating analyst estimates on revenue but missing on earnings. Gaming revenue grew 106% to $2.76 billion, data center revenue increased 79% to $2.05 billion, and OEM and other revenue, including its new cryptocurrency mining processors, increased 137% on the year to $155 million. Twitter says it plans to push for changes in India's IT laws, saying it had concerns with regards to the use of intimidation tactics by the police in response to enforcement of our global terms of service. The company received a notice of noncompliance with the laws for failure to remove posts related to the government's COVID-19 response, which could result in fines or jail time for Twitter's India-based executives. India police also recently served a notice to Twitter protesting labeling of senior BJP officials' tweets as manipulated media. Blizzard announced it won't hold a BlizzCon event in 2021, citing pandemic-related difficulties. Instead, Blizzard plans to host a global event early next year with online and in-person components. Epic Games released an early access version of its new Unreal Engine 5 for developers to test out. A demo called Valley of the Ancient was also released, showcasing Unreal Engine 5's motion warping feature for more organic character movement, with maps designed using the new world partition system, which divides maps into cells to let the developers work on the same region simultaneously. A production version of Unreal Engine 5 will be released in early 2022. Western Digital announced the SanDisk ProDock 4, a Thunderbolt 3 connected card reader with four swappable 10 gigabit per second card reading modules that can all be read simultaneously. Modules for CFast, CF Express, Red's Minimags, Compact Flash, microSD, and SD formats are available, coming out this summer, although no pricing was announced. Marvell announced the first NVMe SSD controllers to support PCI Express 5.0, the Brevera SC5 family, currently sampling to select customers. These come in 8 or 16 channels, offering a sequential read throughput of up to 14 gigabytes per second and random read performance of 1.8 million IOPS. Instagram added a new section for drops in its shopping tab, letting users browse and shop new product launches, as well as highlighting upcoming releases. Users can receive notifications on upcoming drops, bookmark and share them, as well as complete purchases directly from within the Instagram app. Microsoft began rolling out a new shared calendar experience for Outlook designed to dramatically improve reliability, most notably faster sync times. About 10% of Outlook for Windows users now have the improved calendars, with plans to expand to more users throughout the summer. Twitter made its audio chat room Spaces available on mobile and desktop browsers, previously limited to mobile apps. Users can now join Spaces from the browser, but cannot host Spaces at this time. And finally, Google will add a Save to Photos button in Gmail, which will automatically save an image and an email to Google Photos. The feature will appear alongside the existing Save to Drive button and will roll out to personal Gmail users, Google Workspace, G Suite Basic, and G Suite Business in the coming weeks. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.